T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I know you've probably spent the last X number of hours, you know, talking about Beckham and Mayfield. And frankly, I have very little interest in that. Here's all I'll say about Beckham. If you're the Browns, how happy can you be that his only thoughts are about the Giants? He cannot get the fact that he is fixated on the Giants out of his system. So not until he's on his third team, and he will be on his third team someday, because guys like him are always on their third team. So the bottom line is, I mean, here he is in Cleveland, and the only thing he cares about is the fact that the Giants got rid of him. But when he was here, he wasn't happy. So now that he's gone, now all he cares about is the Giants. When he was here, he didn't care about the Giants. Now all he cares about the Giants is because he left, because they had the gall to trade him, which I basically wanted them to do from the beginning. I never wanted to give him a big contract in the first place. You know my thoughts on him from the absolute beginning. I was done with him when Coughlin was here. So I go way back with that as far as Beckham. It took most of the city a long time to catch up to where they've had enough of Beckham. I think pretty much everybody has now. And they've seen with what he did last year, what he did after he got the contract, the nonsense he pulled last year, and what he's pulling right now, where basically what he should be doing is worrying about the fact that they have what they feel is a team that's headed in the right direction for the first time in eons after they've lost forever. They think they are moving in the right direction. And instead of getting ready to try and see what he can build with that young football team, all he cares about is the Giants, which has got to tick the Browns off. As far as Mayfield, hey, why would you be worried about anything Mayfield says? The guy doesn't have a brain in his head. He never has. Listen to him. You hear the things he says? Not a bad quarterback. He's not a bad player. But, you know, when you listen to him talk, you'd rather just say, hey, you know what? Don't talk. Just go play. Because he doesn't have a brain in his head. He never has. I mean, he said so, and now he's trying to recant everything that everyone spent hours worrying about this morning. Now he's saying he didn't say it. So who cares? I don't care if he said it, didn't say it. I could care less anyway. Jones handled it the right way. Just ignore it. It's worthless anyway. Who cares what he thinks about Daniel Jones? And who cares what Beckham thinks about how he got to Cleveland? You're in Cleveland now. Good riddance. That should be what you're worried about. Worry about more important things. Worry about what the Giants can do this year. Worry about whether they can put a defense together that looks like it can get something done. Right now, here's what you should be concerned about on the defense. The fact that you have not seen anything on the defensive front yet, anything. Forget that you beat a Bears team that didn't even try. I mean, I hate to disillusion anybody who was so excited by the Giants, and the Bears didn't even show up. Giants look like they have some players in the secondary. They look like they have some athletes in the secondary. I'll grant you that. But I'd be very worried about the front seven right now and what they can accomplish, because, you know, there's only one guy in the league who took a non-top 10 defense to the playoffs last year. One guy. You know who it was? Mahomes. And he has an offense for the ages. He doesn't have an offense. He's got an offense that is absolutely loaded from soup to nuts. Now, he's a talented kid. No one's taking anything away from Mahomes. But he's got receivers that you would die for. He's got backs. He's got a great tight end. He's got the whole thing. He's got linemen. He's got a great offensive coach. He's got everything you would want, soup to nuts. And he's the only quarterback in the league who took a non-top 10 defense to the playoffs last year. This defense has got to improve. Otherwise, it won't matter what happens to quarterback. And frankly, Eli played, you know, well enough last year to take that team to an 8-8 type record. It didn't happen because the team could not in any way protect the lead. And I don't know how they're going to do that this year, because you protect the lead with fourth quarter pass rush. That is, fourth quarter defense is based on pass rush. That's how you protect the lead, by attacking the quarterback who's trying to come from behind. He's got he's up against the clock. He's trying to pass the ball to beat you, and you've got to be able to get to him. If you don't get to him, you're going to lose, as the Giants did on numerous occasions last year with the lead in the fourth quarter. And that has to change, or they're not going to be any better. Is the offensive line better? Yes. Are they going to run the ball well? Yeah, they have a great back. Are they going to be able to throw the ball off the run? Yes. Are they going to do things off play action and do things better with the offense? Yeah, I think the offense could be okay. I think the tight end's going to have a good year. I think Eli's going to be fine. I don't think Eli was that bad last year. I told you that. He got better as the year went on. He didn't have great games early, but the offensive line was putrid. But his play overall last year was enough to get the job done if you had a team around him. He didn't. But as far as spending a lot of time on Beckham and Mayfield, I'm sorry. Do that somewhere else. I can't. Because I don't care what Mayfield says. And I really, frankly, don't care what Beckham says. Beckham, to me, is finally someone else's problem. Let him go ruin another team. He ruined this one for long enough. Let him go ruin another one. And he will. Because that's his nature. That is his nature. You watch. You think in Cleveland they got to be happy about the fact that every time he turns around, he's worried about what happens with the Giants? They can't be loving that. Just like the Raiders can't love what they have, what's going on with Brown. And you just hope the same thing doesn't happen to the Jets with Bell. Because those guys, it's always somebody else's problem. It was the Steelers' problem. You know, it was the Giants' problem. Now, you know what? They're not with the Steelers anymore. So it's not their problem anymore. And Beckham's not here anymore. So it's not his problem. It's not the Giants' problem anymore. Let their new teams deal with them. Now get back to trying to get guys who want to win. We've seen this dance before. Hopefully they're headed in the right direction.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.